Welcome back to the How Can I Show with me as your host, Harpreet. This is the show where we talk about all things life and career and always following our path with purpose. I'm here to motivate and inspire you to follow the path of happy, joyful lives and be proud of your experiences along the way. So, welcome to today's episode, which is all about harnessing the power of positive thoughts. So before we delve into the tips that I'm going to give you today on maintaining a positive mindset, I want to explore why it's crucial to cultivate this powerful mental habit. So in our fast-paced world, we're often bombarded with challenges, stress, and negativity, whether it's through media consumption, personal relationships, or professional environments. And these influences, which can be negative quite a lot, they can skew our perspective and they can lead us to a cycle of pessimism and discouragement. However, the power of positive thinking offers a great potent antidote to this situation. So by consciously choosing positivity, we can profoundly affect our mental health, emotional well-being, and overall life outcomes. Harnessing the power of positive thoughts isn't just about feeling good in the moment. It's about initiating a cascade of positive changes that can really uplift every aspect of our lives. A positive mindset, it enhances our resilience, right? It allows us to bounce back from setbacks much more effectively. And it increases our overall life satisfaction by altering how we perceive and react to situations. And positive thinking is linked to numerous health benefits, including reduced stress, better cardiovascular health, and a stronger immune system. And to add to that, having a positive mindset can transform our interactions and relationships. It can foster an environment of better communication with others, having more empathy and getting mutual support. Professionally, it drives greater creativity, you get better problem-solving skills and openness to new opportunities. Whereby viewing challenges as opportunities for growth, we unlock a more proactive and productive approach to life. So, with that all being said, in a nutshell, why do we need to focus on maintaining a positive mindset? Simply because it equips us with the tools to not just navigate, but thrive in our daily lives, turning potential obstacles into stepping stones for success. Now, the reason why I've brought up this topic on this episode is because I hear about this a lot. I get asked about this a lot, about how to stay in the positive. And, you know, I wanted to give you the basis as to why positive thinking is great. And I'm going to give you some really great tips on this show today. But, you know, if you're someone who's like looking for those tips on just how to remain more positive, you know, even if maybe sometimes you might feel like your world's falling apart, right? It doesn't have to be that way, but for some of us, certain points of our life, we do feel like that. Or sometimes we're just having a bad day and we think, God, you know, and when you're having a bad day, we tend to think, don't we, like, oh, you know, everything's going bad, everything's not sort of working out the way I want it to. And we can really cascade our thoughts into a certain way. So the tips I'm going to give you today is really to bring yourself back, like I said, just to be happier, just to be more resilient and start seeing some amazing results in your life. You know, just snowball effect that really. So with that being said, let's move into the strategies and tips that I'm going to give to you today that can help you cultivate and maintain this powerful mindset, ensuring that positivity becomes a core part of your daily living and thinking. So the first tip I'm going to give you today is all around mindful awareness. You might have heard this from my other shows, But being mindful is very important. And the technique here is simple. You can, you know, use mindful meditation to increase your awareness of your present moment. And what this does is this helps in identifying negative thought patterns as they arise. If you regularly set aside time for mindfulness sessions using guided meditations if needed, you know, you can become more attuned to your thoughts and feelings. And what this does is this increases your awareness, which allows you to catch and address any negative thought patterns before they actually start taking root. Now, what's the benefit of this? So just completing mindful awareness, the benefits you get are reduced stress and anxiety, because it helps you by focusing on the present moment, which reduces your stresses and your worries. It enhances your emotional regulation. So you become, by becoming more aware of your thoughts and emotions, you can manage them more effectively, which leads to better emotional health and decreased negative reactions. And it improves your cognitive functioning. It's shown to improve concentration, attention, and the ability to think clearly under stress. Now, I know a lot of you are very busy, and I know that just by doing this technique, that mental clarity that you get to think better and just be able to navigate life in a better way, even when problems arise, like even if you just did this on its own, you're going to start seeing some amazing benefits. And if you started it and you're not seeing the results, stick to the practice. Maybe look at different ways you can do it. But ensure that you make this, you know, a technique that you can use as often as possible. If you can try to do it every day, that would be great. And even if you do it for like short bouts, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to start with, that's good enough. You don't have to meditate for an hour a day. Right? It's really down to you how you do it, as long as you can do it and be present and ensure there's no distractions when you do this technique, and you will really start seeing some amazing benefits. Now, the next tip here is practicing gratitude. And you can do this simply by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down things that you're thankful for every single day. Or you can put it in your notes on your phone. This is really up to you. You know, there's, you know, a lot of saying that if you write things down, it sticks with you better. If you believe in manifestation, they also believe that the more you are grateful, the more good things come to you, right? Because energetically, you're putting yourself into that place of seeing the goodness of life. So this is always a really good practice. And what it really does is it shifts your focus from what's lacking in your life to what's abundant. And the more you can see the goodness, like I said, the more you'll start noticing how great life can actually be. And you can attract more of those things towards you, right? Now, the benefits of practicing gratitude is it increases happiness. So regularly expressing gratitude is linked to higher levels of happiness and life satisfaction, as it shifts focus from what's missing to what's abundant. It can strengthen your relationships because you're showing appreciation to others, which can enhance connections and make your social interactions more fulfilling. And it can boost your physical health. So people who regularly practice gratitude, they report fewer physical symptoms, less pain, and generally they feel healthier. So again, great benefits, right? Like just something as simple as practicing gratitude. And, you know, to start off with, again, you don't have to write pages and pages unless you've got the time and you really want to do that. But you can start off with just writing three things every night before you go to bed. Or some people do it, well, they'll do like three things in the morning and three things in the evening before bed. So it's really up to you, but it's always nice to have a practice at the end of your day. You know, one thing that I really like doing is definitely, whichever other ways you do it, but at the end of the day, before you go to bed, if you can get in some gratitude at that time, it's a really good place to be, because that's when our mind's generally thinking about stresses or how our day went, or sometimes we get anxiety about things that didn't work out, etc. But if you then look at what did and what did go well and what you are grateful for, you're going to feel so much better when you go to bed that night. So always a benefit to practice gratitude. Now, the next tip is visualization techniques. So using visualization is really good to create detailed mental images of the outcomes you desire in your life. And generally, if you vividly imagine achieving your goals, you reinforce positive thinking and increase your motivation. Now, I talk about manifestation and I talk about coaching, or we can say it the other way around, because I started as a coach, but I've also, you know, delved a lot into manifestation as well. Now, if you look at this technique and what I'm telling you, and, you know, even the last one really, or all of them, to some degree, they all amalgamate. And, you know, I will do a whole other episode on this anyway, but just one thing I want to add here is that when we talk about visualization, even when you're manifesting, you're visualizing and you're looking at the thing you want, and then you've got to meet that manifestation halfway and do the work for it. Now, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, still visualizing in what you want and taking aligned action for the dreams and desires that you have can really bring you back the results that you really want in your life. So visualization is a great way to see exactly what you want, where you want to be, and really be vivid with that imagination. And the way to do this is you can just spend a few minutes each day in a quiet space imagining yourself succeeding in your goals. Picture the scenario in as much detail as possible, including how it feels to succeed. And, you know, you can go even deeper, like what you see, what you hear, how are you speaking, you know, how are you showing up? All those kind of great things, like really step into that person and visualize that life that they are living, whether it's at home, whether it's in your career, whether it's health, whether it's all of them. If you think about all of that, you know, it can really help. And why? Because there's some amazing benefits that does come with this. And they are, it enhances motivation. Because when you visualize successful outcomes, it can boost your motivation and confidence, making it more likely that you'll take the necessary actions to achieve your goals. It can improve your performance. So sports psychology, for example, often uses visualization to enhance athletic performance. And this can be applied to other areas such as public speaking, interviews, or personal goals. And it can reduce fear and anxiety, because when you visualize positive outcomes, it can also help reduce fear associated with future events, you know, making challenges seem more manageable. So again, you know, this is a good one. Now, the next one is optimizing your environment. You hear this from some people and you don't hear from others, but this is one that I believe is really, really important. Because if you assess and adjust your environment, both socially and physically, it can really support positive thinking. So this includes spending time with positive people and creating a physical space that inspires positivity. Have you ever been around someone who may not be feeling so great, or they may need help, and they may come to you or even others around you and they may speak about whatever is not going so great in their life? Or you might be around people who feel like this can't work, you know, or don't try this, or, you know, they might be fearful of certain things. These are just examples, by the way, but I'm just, you know, trying to get you there with me just to, you know, see think about your environment, because we think about our environment just as, you know, it can be, oh, I'm just going to, maybe it's just me going for a walk, which is definitely a part of environmental stuff. And that really helps. But I'm talking here about the people around you as well. Because if you're in that environment, it's going to affect you. That energy is around you. And recently I've been doing like a lot of work, learning about healing, etc. And this is one thing they really speak about. And one of, you know, my teachers was actually talking about the fact that if you see someone who's not in a good mood and they're walking around, you know, maybe moaning or shouting or sharing frustration, one of the things that he gave, and this is just a little bit of a side note here, is that one of the tips that we was given was that in that case, clean your environment, right? And there's loads of different things that you can do to do this. You can open windows, you can use sage to clear the environment. Some people use bells. I use a bell sometimes as well. And, you know, my family just looks at me like, what is she doing? But, you know, it's to clear the energy. So if you're in a room where, as obviously if you're in a place that you're at home or somewhere and you can do this, then try and clear that energy. If you're somewhere else that you can't do something like that, walk around with sage and bells, then what you can do is you can leave that environment and maybe go and take a few deep breaths in a clearer environment. You know, just get out of that environment as much as possible. Because it does, it can affect the way you think. So, you know, really start noticing these things and start looking at your environment, because positive thoughts come with you being very conscious about choosing to be positive as well. So one way of trying this obviously is evaluating your relationships and investing more in those people or things that uplift you. So it's, like I said, it wasn't just about people, but for example, you can decorate your living and workspace with items that bring you joy. And you may remove or minimize contact with sources of negativity, whether that's people, whether that's your environment, in the sense that maybe you need to declutter, right? So to have positive thoughts, just look at your overall environment and think, what can I change that would make me feel better? You know the answer. It's just a matter of doing it. Now, the benefits of this are that it promotes positive thinking. So you see, this one actually really does promote positive thinking. And being in a positive, inspiring environment can naturally encourage you to stay in that zone and be more positive on a more regular basis. Again, it can increase productivity and creativity, because an optimized environment can boost your efficiency and creativity. Sorry, losing my words again. Making it easier to work and think. And it reduces stress. So a clutter-free, pleasant environment can significantly reduce stress and mental fatigue. So for all of you who might be on Instagram or Facebook and you watch a lot of the decluttering stuff or Netflix, this one's for you. If you can declutter people, places, things, you may start noticing, and if you're not feeling so positive all the time, this one might really create a big shift in how you feel and how you think. So definitely give this one a go. And the last tip I've got for you is around resilience building. So this one is about developing coping strategies to deal with setbacks in a positive way, which reinforces your ability to remain positive even in difficult times. We need resilience, right? We have to be more resilient to be able to cope with certain things that happen in our life. Certain things you may bring on, certain things others may bring on. And sometimes they're just completely out of your control. Sometimes they're in your control, but something else happens, etc. But it's how we cope with things that really determines how we will keep going through life. So it's really important to find techniques that can help you cope better. And if you can do that, and if you can, you know, find those tools, whether it's looking online or following social media channels or finding yourself a coach, you know, this is what coaches do. They really help you enhance your positive thinking with achieving your goals, you know, and help you become more resilient. So do that. If you feel like you've got more deep underlying issues, maybe start with a counselor. So, you know, it's not a one size fits all, but it is something that you should be looking into if you feel like you're struggling to cope with things. Because when you're struggling to cope, it's very easy to be in a negative frame of mind. And when you're coping better and you can feel better, I mean, even with everything that I've just taught you, you know, the first four tips I've taught you, even if you just started doing that right now, you might start finding that your resilience is building. But what else do you do to cope if a situation comes about? You're already going through a current situation. You're thinking, how do I make this better for myself? And if you're struggling, then it's also good to have methods to increase your resilience, right? So you can do this by practicing, like, you know, different types of coping mechanisms, like reframing challenges as opportunities for growth, or developing a strong support network to help maintain a positive outlook through life's ups and downs. And like I said, or work with a professional, work with a coach, work with a counselor, work with a psychologist. It just depends where you are. But, you know, these things really can help you. These people can really help you, uplift you, and take you to the next level. And again, the benefits. What are the benefits of being more resilient? Well, it improves adaptability because it helps you better adapt to life changes and challenges, ensuring you recover more quickly and effectively from setbacks. Because you don't want to hit burnout. And if you're there, or if you're feeling like that, then, you know, again, seek help. And do this work, because burnout won't go away on its own, or exhaustion won't go away on its own. You need to do the work to ensure that, you know, you can feel better. It also promotes long-term well-being. So resilient individuals tend to have a better overall well-being and life satisfaction, as they are better equipped to handle stress and adversity. And it enhances personal growth. So facing and overcoming challenges can lead to personal growth, learning, and a deeper sense of life satisfaction. And when you have that, you feel really good because you feel like you're living more towards your life's purpose. So with that being said, you know, when I give you tips, one of the things I always say is, if you find it, depending on where you are, you know, if you've got time, definitely try and do as many of these as you can, as quickly as possible, without obviously getting overwhelmed or overexhausted. But if you're struggling, and let's say you are on the other side, and I just mentioned like burnout, for example, you're really exhausted, can you implement one of these things and then just start adding more and adding more and see where that takes you? Because this is where you need to be, right? This is where you want to be, living that life where you have a positive mindset, where you wake up every day and you feel that joy. And I know things get in our way. Life happens. You know, so many people are struggling. We're living in a world right now where there's a lot of struggle. And in times like these, it can become even more difficult to keep and maintain that positive mindset. And, you know, we look at things like social media where everyone's pretending, well, not pretending. I mean, some people maybe genuinely are happy all the time. But, you know, there is a lot of people who are sort of saying, well, I'm happy all the time and everything's perfect all the time. You know, we're all human. We're all going through our emotions. It's how you cope with those emotions, and it's how you use the tools to help you on your life's journey. That's what I do here. That's what I'm sharing with you here in these shows. You know, I want you to really fulfill your life's purpose and fulfill that journey with true joy and happiness. And if you've ever got yourself in a situation where you feel like you're struggling too much, you're feeling a certain way, and you're not having the bestest thoughts, then try this. Try what I've told you today. Give this a go and see how it can start making a difference. Because sometimes it's just a matter of becoming more aware of our thoughts and the things we're doing, or to see our environment and see what's around us, to really realize, oh, I really need to make a change here. And some of the change is internal and some of the change is actually external. And it helps you make those decisions faster. And the more you're making the right decisions for you that are right, the more you're going to feel joyful. And the more you're going to stay in the positive mindset, because you're going to feel good about achieving your goals, whether they are personal, whether they are around your values, or whether they are around going out and achieving something big. So with that being said, I really hope today's episode is really useful to you. I really, really can't wait to, you know, hear your feedback on this one. And like I said, I hope these tips will really inspire you to do this work. So stay tuned for my next episode, where I've got more exciting tips and tricks coming your way. And until then, remember that you are worth it. I know I sound like a L'Oreal ad, but you are worth it. And giving yourself that time and investing in yourself and following the path of happy is where I want you to be. And I hope that the next week for you is like that. And with that said, this is Harpreet, your coach, and I'll sign off now, and I'll speak to you on the next episode. Bye.